This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. casualties in Afghanistan. One U.S. service member was killed and two wounded Tuesday during fighting in Afghanistan's Helmand province. U.S. defense officials said American Special Forces units were involved in an operation near the city of Marja. A military official says a helicopter sent to evacuate the wounded was unable to take off when a rotor struck a wall. An official said mortar fire prevented a second U.S. military medevac helicopter from landing. Authorities Tuesday recovered the bodies of at least 36 migrants who drowned off the coast of Turkey after their boats overturned in rough waters. The migrants were trying to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. 12 migrants were rescued. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it is investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces in the country's capital. The mission, known as MINUSCA, did not specify the allegations in Tuesday's statement, but said staff from the UN Children's Fund have met with four alleged victims, all girls, and are helping them to obtain medical care and assessing their psychological needs. There have been at least 17 previous accusations of sexual misconduct by members of the UN mission in the CAR. The Israeli military said a Palestinian stabbed a soldier Tuesday in the West Bank. The attacker was then shot and killed by troops. India's defense minister said Tuesday a total of 6 militants have been killed after an attack on an airbase in northern India. He said the effort to secure the site was still ongoing. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced a series of measures meant to reduce gun violence by bypassing Congress on an issue that has sharply divided the American public. Mr. Obama rolled out the new policies Tuesday during a White House address where he chided lawmakers for failing to enact tighter gun control measures despite a wave of mass shootings. The executive actions will require more gun sellers to get licenses and more gun buyers to undergo background checks.
We're going to do everything we can to ensure the smart and effective enforcement of gun safety laws that are already on the books, which means we're going to add 200 more ATF agents and investigators.
President Obama, U.S. gun sales have soared in recent weeks, with some buyers worried about terrorist attacks, others apparently worried about President Obama's imposition of new restrictions. In the United States, the right to bear arms is enshrined in the National Constitution. Some authorities estimate there are 300 million guns in circulation. Anti-government activists pressed on with their occupation of a wildlife refuge in northwestern U.S. state of Oregon on Tuesday. The father and son, who were at the center of the group's protest, are distancing themselves from the activists. What began with a splinter group from peaceful protests backing the local ranchers Dwight and Stephen Hammond turned into a four-day standoff focusing on larger complaints about the way the federal government manages the land it owns, especially in western states. The group, led by Ammon Bundy, has pledged to stay for as long as necessary to achieve its goals. Libyan TV is reporting that fighting resumed Tuesday around the oil-exporting port of Sidra between fighters claiming loyalty to the Islamic State group and Libya's Petroleum Infrastructure Force. Edward Uranian reports.
Fire raged at a petroleum storage tank in Sidra Tuesday, struck by a missile reportedly fired by Islamic State militants west of the town. Another oil storage tank was set ablaze in nearby Ras Lanuf Monday after Islamic State attacked forces protecting the facility. Mohammed al-Harari, a spokesman for the Libyan National Oil Company in Tripoli, told Libya Likul al-Ahrar TV that fighting was preventing firefighters from quelling the flames. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Peace talks between Burundi's government and the nation's opposition groups have been postponed. There has been no word on when they may resume. The talks, which opened in Uganda late last month, were set to continue Wednesday in Tanzania. A senior official says the government will not participate due to the inclusion of those who he said are supporting violence. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.